Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned in our previous shiur, in the Mishnah and the Gemara, that there's a concept of eco, there's a concept of the burning of the Avarim on the Mizbeach. And we learned in that shiur that there's man eco, the time for that burning is at Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Pirshu Kodim Chatzos. If limbs came off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, V'chzirin Acha Chatzos, and then they were put back on the Mizbeach after Chatzos. Till when must they be on the Mizbeach? And as the Chazon Ish frames the discussion about Gemara, he says, certainly in a situation where the limbs were on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, the halacha is that since they were on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, that is going to be fine and those Avarim are considered burned. The question here, as the Chazon Ish explains, is that since these Avarim are not yet ash, because again, if they were ash, as we discussed in the previous year, once they're ash, that's completely allowed to be taken off. They're completely allowed to be taken off the Mizbeach. They've been reduced to ash. Here we're referring to a situation where they're not yet ash, and they weren't on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos. So till when, begins the Gemara, must they remain on the Mizbeach? We have a machlokes here. Rabbi says, Chatzos Shein Achlosim. Just to give an example, let's say a carbon was brought on Sunday. The Avarim of those that carbon were put on the Mizbeach Sunday evening, but before Sunday evening going into Monday, Chatzos, those Avarim are not on the Mizbeach. The halacha is that, according to Rava, they must remain there until Monday evening Chatzos. And again, we have to emphasize that as long as they haven't been turned into ash. Once they've turned into ash, then certainly the halacha is they could be removed from the Mizbeach. Rav Chisda, on the other hand, holds Amor HaShachar Achlosim. According to Rav Chisda, once the Amor HaShachar of Monday morning comes, that will be enough that they should be allowed to be removed from the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Yeshiva Rav, and I saw that the Mefarshim interestingly point out that whenever the Gemara uses the words Amri Bei Rav, the Gemara means Rav Huna. And the question is, wasn't Rav Huna the Rebbe of Rav Chisda? So what does it mean here when the Gemara says that Rav Huna is explaining Rav Chisda's opinion? Isn't Rav Chisda the Talmud and Rav Huna the Rebbe? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that this halacha in the first place, where did Rav Chisda get this halacha from? Rav Chisda got this halacha from his Rebbe Rav Huna. And now the Gemara is indeed indicating that it was from his Rebbe Rav Huna that he heard this halacha. And now the Gemara is explaining what Rav Huna actually held. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat is that Rav Chisda and Rav Huna were in the yeshiva. And Rav Chisda said this halacha, and the Rebbe Rav Huna, as he heard his Talmud Rav Chisda say this halacha, was so impressed with his Talmud that he said that he's going to explain the basis of his Talmud's explanation. We've learned, and we need to introduce ourselves to a very important concept, a concept that we will be spending time discussing in this year. And that's the concept of Lina. Actually, the concept of Lina, as we have learned, really defines itself in two places. One place that the concept of Lina defines itself is regarding the dam. That if a carbon is brought, the halacha is that the dam of that carbon has to be nizrak, has to be put on the Mizbeach before the Shkia. If Shkia comes and it wasn't put on the Mizbeach, that dam becomes disqualified. There's another concept of Lina, and that's regarding the Avarim that we began today's shiur discussing. That the halacha is that the Avarim of a carbon must be put on the Mizbeach, at least by the night after the day that that carbon was brought. And here the concept of Lina teaches us, that they have to be brought at least by a Mudah Shachar. So, says Rav Chisda, Oma Chatzois, Shein Oysa Lina. Chatzois is not the time of Lina. The time of Lina is, we just said, a Mudah Shachar. Oysa Ikol. If, as we said at the beginning of our shir, if they were burnt by the time of Chatzois, the halacha is, they're considered burnt and they no longer need to be on the Mizbeah. So Amur Shachar, which says Rav Chisda, there's so much of a stronger time when we look at it halachically. Because Amur Shachar is the time that Oysalina, if the Avrim have not been put on the Mizbeah by the time Amur Shachar comes, you can no longer put them on the Mizbeah. Certainly the halacha is Ein Adin Sha'Oysa Iko, that they should have the ability to make, that it should be considered consumed, and therefore, if they're on the Mizbeach, the cutoff time is at a Mudah Shachar. Says the Seder Mefarshim, isn't Rav Chisda making a very strong argument why Amur HaShachar should be a time? That we see that Amur HaShachar has this power regarding Lina, so certainly it should have this power regarding Ikol. Explain the Rishonim. The reason Rava doesn't agree with Rav Chisda is based on what we're going to learn in the next sugya. In the next sugya, we're going to learn the concept of Ein Lina, according to Rava, of Ein Lina Barash Mizbeach. That any item that finds itself on the Mizbeach is not subject to the halacha of Lina. So since it's not subject to the halacha of Lina, therefore Lina and Ikol, obviously according to Rava, have absolutely no connection one with the other. And therefore Rava says we can't learn the halachas of Ikol from the halacha of Lina. Obviously, go on to Acharonim to explain. Rav Chisda doesn't agree. And Rav Chisda holds that the halachas of Ikol and the halacha of Lina do travel together. Why do they travel together? So the Mefarshim explain, because they're going to ostensibly hold that the point of Lina and the point of Ikol are questions of Zman. There's a point of a Zman regarding Zman Ikol, as we're learning the Zman Ikol is Chatzos. There's a question of Zman when we speak about Lina, it's a Mudah Shachar. So since they're both concepts of Zman, that's why they could easily travel together. Says the Gemara. Pirshu Kaidim Chatzos. What would be the halacha if the limbs came off the Mizbeach before Chatzos? The Gzira Lachar Amurah Shachar. Again, the example that we began our shiur with today. The carbon was brought on Sunday. The carbon was brought on Sunday. They put the Avrim on the Mizbeach Sunday evening, or before Chatzos. But then they were taken off the Mizbeach and only returned after Monday morning Amudah Shachar. So what would be the Zman Ikol? At what point will they be considered consumed, that if they fly off the Mizbeach, they must not be returned? Rabbi Amar Chatzos Shein Achlasa, Monday night. Rav Chisda Amar, Ein Ben Ikol La'olam. There's no Zman Ikol, and the only time that they should be removed from the Mizbeach, or if they fly off the Mizbeach, they need not be returned, is if they are completely consumed into ash. So obviously when we learn the Gemara, there's an obvious question that comes to mind. If these Avrim were off the Mizbeach at the time of Amur HaShachar, asked the Mefarshim, the Karen Oira asks, so then we just finished saying that any Avrim that are not on the Mizbeach by the time of Amur HaShachar, they're considered subject to the Halacha of Lina, and they become completely disqualified. So what is the discussion in this Gemara if you put them back on, till when must they remain? answer the Mefarshim that the halacha of lina, that if you didn't put it on the Mizbeah by Amor Shachar, you can't, is only regarding something that was never on the Mizbeah. But if these Avrim were on the Mizbeah, the fact that they were removed and even weren't on there by the time of Moda Shachar is immaterial. As long as they at one point said the Karen Ayur were on the Mizbeah, then they are no longer subject to the halacha of lina. And therefore, the wording of the Gemara is very precise, because the Gemara uses the words Pirshu Kaidim Chatzois, that they were on the Mizbeach, they just came off before Chatzois, what would be the halacha, and they weren't put back on until after Amud HaShachar, what would be the halacha. So Rabbi says, the Zman is the next night Chatzois, going back to our example, Monday night Chatzois, Rav Chisda says they have to be there until they're completely reduced to ash. Ask the Mefarshim, we understand that Rav Chisda considers the Zman, as he said in the previous piece of Gemara, to be about Amud HaShachar. But why does he say that it has to be there forever? It should be there, he should say, till the next Amud HaShachar, till the Amud HaShachar of Tuesday morning, using our example. Why does he say it has to be there forever? So Tosfos says that Rav Chisda is of the opinion that the halacha only gives credence to the first Amud HaShachar. So if they were there by the first Amud HaShachar, that Amud HaShachar, as we explained, as the Gemara explained, has the power to make them considered mucholim. But if it's after the first Amud HaShachar, that there is no precedence in halacha that second Amud HaShachar has any meaning. But then I saw another Mefarshim, Achrayim, that say beautiful explanation as to why. They explain as follows. Why did Rav Chisda, the previous piece of Gemara, indeed say that the second Amud HaShachar, that the Amud HaShachar is powerful? Because he explained, if it helps for Lina, it should certainly help for Ikol. So he connected the halacha of Ikol to Chatzois. So where Chatzois is effective, in the previous Gemara, where Chatzois is effective, Amud HaShachar is also effective. But in this Gemara, the Chatzois is not a factor, because they weren't on the Mizbeach at that time. And therefore, we can't connect Amud HaShachar to Chatzois, and therefore, no Amud HaShachar, according to Rav Chisda, will be effective. Says the Gemara, Maskul Rav Yosef, ask Rav Yosef on this discussion, Oman Leimelon, the Chatzois, Barash Mizbeach, Maz Ve'ikol, who says that they have to be on the Mizbeach at the moment of Chatzois to make them considered equal? Dilma, perhaps the halach is, called Hecha the Mishkachalu, wherever they should not be found, so even if they came off the Mizbeach before Chatzois, the halacha should be that they shouldn't have to be put back on the Mizbeach. And indeed, says the Gemara Sholchem Itam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, that the halacha is like Rav Yosef. So again, the Mefarshim point out, why did they have, we discussed this earlier in our Masechta, why does the Gemara have to say that they sent the Hilchus of Rav Yosef? This is Hilchus of the Mashiach. So again, some Mefarshim say that from here we see that speaking about Kabbonis is not considered Hilchus HaMashiach, because perhaps Kabbonis may be brought this man as a, the entire issue we've mentioned previously of Hilchus HaMashiach is not exactly clear if that is an issue. And others say that when the Gemara here says Hilchus HaRav Yosef, it doesn't mean to paskin like Rav Yosef. Indeed, it's unfortunately not a halacha that's relevant. What the Gemara means is that Hilchus HaRav Yosef, that Rav Yosef is saying something that makes a lot of sense. I saw a beautiful vort from Chaim Kreiswitz, Chaim Levracha. He said that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that whenever the Gemara says Sholchu Mitam, it means that Rav Elazar said this halacha. So he asks, if that's what the Gemara means, why does the Gemara not just say explicitly, Om Rav Elazar, that Rav Elazar said? Says Rav Kreiswer, that what we're learning from here is that when Rav Elazar is in a place, when there's a Talmud Chacham in the place, then the place is significant. That he is the person that makes the place into a place, because he makes the place into a Makom Torah. Shochem Itam. You know why that place, even Eretz Yisrael, is considered a Makom Chashev? Because we have a Rebbe Lazar in Eretz Yisrael able to tell us halacha. Hilchos Rebbe Yosef. That the halacha is like Rebbe Yosef, says the Gemara. In it benami, Amar Chibar Abba, Pirshu Kodem Chatzos, if the limbs came off at before Chatzos, V'chzir Ach Chatzos, and then the Kohen put them on after Chatzos, Loi Nenen, one may not have Hanor from them, V'loi Malim, but if he does, it's not subject to Me'ilah. Interesting, Machloikis Rishonim. If this din, that you're not allowed to have Hanor from them, certainly everybody agrees that there's no Issa Me'ilah. But the Gemara says there is Issa Hanor. Is this Issa Hanor an Issa Midoraisa or Issa Midrabon? Rashi says it's only an Issa Midrabon. Poysus holds it's an Issa Midoraisa. And I saw that the Brisker Rav explains that this Machloikis of Rashi and Poysus is actually based on a Machloikis Rashi and Poysus that we discussed in our previous shiur. We discussed in our previous shiur, when you have these limbs that have not been completely reduced to ash, may those non-reduced to ash limbs be used to Trumas Hadeshin? Rashi said they may, Tosha said they may not, says the Brisker Rav. According to Rashi, that they're even usable for Trumas Hadeshin, so that's why we could understand that they're considered completely ash. And the Issa Hanor is only an Issa Drabonim. However, according to Tosfos, they're not usable for Trumas Hadeshin. Obviously, the Halacha doesn't look at them as completely ash. And therefore, the Issa Hanor is an Issa Drabonim. Issa Deraisa. V'chein Tarnir about Kapara, and so did we learn in a Braisa about Kapara, says the Gemara, Pirshu Chatzos, if they flew up before Chatzos, with Zirim Lach Chatzos, Yotzim De'Mila, there's certainly no Mila. Question is the Issa Hanor Deraisa Drabonim. Amalei Abayi Rabbi Papa Abayi. So says Rabbi Papa Abayi, based on what we just learned. So it turns out that what we learned before from Rav Chisda and Rabba is irrelevant, because we're learning now it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be on the Mizbeach. So Me'achar, the Shoch Mitam Alok Sir Yosef, that we passed in the Alok Sir Yosef, Bar Rav Chisda can't talk about Kapara, Rabba, that we all agree with Rav Yosef, asked the Gemara, Rav and Rav Chisda, who obviously must be agreeing also with Rav Yosef, but my Pligi, what is their point of their Mechleikis regarding Avram that weren't on the Mizbeach by Chatzos? We're learning now that they don't have to be on the Mizbeach by Chatzos. Answers the Gemara, Amalei. He responded, it's referring to Shmeinim. Limbs that were not, that are still full of fat, so they're certainly not considered Mucholim, and that's where we're going to have a Machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabba. Interestingly to point out, the Mefarshim discuss, do these limbs have to have specifically fat on them for them to have the Machloikis or Rabba Rav Chisda? But what would be halacha if they're not hardened, but they don't have shumen, they don't have fat on them? Will they still be the subject of Machloikis of Rav Chisda and Rabba? Or will they still be the subject, or will it specifically be, as the Gemara seems to indicate, Shuman, if they're completely fat, otherwise not? Says the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, this will be our next sugya. Vaymine Rava Mirava. Lina Ma'elis Barashi Shemizbeach, or Eina Ma'elis Barashi Shemizbeach. Will, if something is on the Mizbeach, will the fact that it's on the Mizbeach prevent it from becoming subject to Lino or not? And the Mefarshim point out that we know on the Mizbeach there was a place called the Mokum HaMarocha, where the actual fire was. Certainly say the Mefarshim that an item that is on the Mokum HaMarocha will not be subject to Lino. The question of Al Gemara actually is a Machloikis, where what area on the Mizbeach is the subject of Al Gemara. Some say it's anywhere, it's specifically the area that's on top of the Mizbeach, but not on the Makom HaMarocha. That's where we have this Machloikis. And others say that the machloikis is anywhere on the Mizbeach, not even Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, that the question of Al-Gamar would apply even if something was on the Saiviv or on the Yisoid, any of these places on the Mizbeach, what is the halakha. Furthermore, the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is that the moment the Gemara's question is focused on the Amud HaShachar, that we learned at the beginning of our Shir, that the Amud HaShachar is what is the cutoff time for Lina. So now the Gemara's question is, what will be the halacha if something is on the Mizbeach at the moment of Amud HaShachar? Will they be subject have they been protected or not? There are Rishonim that disagree and say that the Gemara's question is referring to a situation where they were on the Mizbeach the entire night. But if they weren't on the Mizbeach the entire night, then certainly the Mizbeach cannot give them this protection. And now we have a very fundamental machloikas ha'achroinim. Why something the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, why something being kept on top of the Mizbeach should be afforded this protection? And it has very significant, there are very significant nafkaminas based on this question. Reb Chaim Brisker explains that anything that's Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach is considered that the haktorah of this item began already. And therefore, since the haktorah began, it continues. That's how Reb Chaim Brisker learns. The Mikdash David learns, because if something is Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, it's considered Lachmo Hashem Mizbeach. The Brisk Rav explains, because going back to the first concept that we learned in this perek, that this is the power of the Mizbeach. That is the power, the Gemara is suggesting that Ein Lina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, it's included in the Kedusha Hashem Mizbeach. What would be the nafgamina between these different pshatim? The first nafkamina that the Mefarshim point out is regarding the dam. When we speak about Ein Lina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, if something was kept on the Mizbeach, the Amrim or whatever, that will they be protected? What will be the halacha is the same question applied to the dam. If we follow Rav Chaim Brisker's approach, that the Mizbeach creates a situation that the Haktorah has begun and is just continuing, there is no haktorah badam, and therefore even if the Mizbeach has the ability to protect, it won't be able to protect dam. If we follow the other approaches, the same question would be regarding the dam. If we follow the Brisker Rav's approach that this is a din in the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach has the ability to protect, the next sugya we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem is the sugya of Av Mizbeach Mizbeach Dami. Does, when we say that the Mizbeach protects, is it not just the Mizbeach, but it's even the airspace above the Mizbeach. And therefore, Lina, if we're saying that Lina is not an issue Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, it wouldn't be an issue by Av Hashem Mizbeach either, because that's included in the Kedusha Mizbeach. It has to do with Akhtara, it has to do with Lechem, it would have to specifically be on the Mizbeach itself. Another nafkamina between these different approaches, say the Mefarshim, is what would be the halacha, we're discussing, does the Mizbeach have the ability to protect? Will it be have the ability to protect a kaimitz that was left on the Mizbeach? If we say, as Reb Chaim Brisker says, that it's a halacha in Haktorah, so the kaimitz also requires haktorah, where we follow the Brisker Rav's approach. But if on the other hand we're going to set, we take the approach of lachma shel mizbeach, so the Mefarshim point out that we don't perhaps say lachma shel mizbeach on the kaimitz, because just like we don't say the concept of lachma shel mizbeach on dam, because dam is not really the food of the mizbeach. It's sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but it's not the food of the Mizbeach. So too, would we not say this Lina should be able to protect the Kaimitz. another nafkamina is a fairly simple nafkamina. Will, even if we hold Lina is me'elis b'rosh Hashem Mizbeach, is it l'chatchila or b'di'evit? If we follow the approach of Rav Chaim Brisker, that it's a concept of haktara, so, and once it's on the Mizbeach and it began getting burned, it remains that way forever, so then the halakha will be even that this is kosher, this is acceptable even l'chatchila. If we, however, for example, follow the opinion of the Brisker Rav, that it's only because, as we learned at the first mishnah of this parak, that there's a special din that the Mizbeach has the ability to protect, but it won't create a situation that should be considered l'chatchila, and therefore we couldn't rely on this l'chatchila. And therefore, it says the Gemara, "Bamine Rava Miraba, Lina Me'elas Barash Hashem Mizbeach." If something was kept on the Mizbeach, will the Mizbeach protect it, or any Me'elas Barash Hashem Mizbeach will not? Ask the Gemara, "Hey Chidami, exactly what is your question? Ilaim D'lo Yardu." If we're going to say that they weren't removed from the Mizbeach, Hashta asked the Gemara, Lona Bezara. The halacha we're going to learn is that if something was on the floor of the Azara, and then they were put up, they should not have been put up in the Mizbeach, but they were put up in the Mizbeach, the halacha is Lo Yardu, they should remain there. So certainly, as we learned in this parak, Berosh Shemizbeach, if they were on the Mizbeach, Meboya, is there any question that they should be kept there? Although the Mefarshim point out that there is a nafkamina if we say Lina Ma'elis Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, within a halacha is that it'll be effective, as we said a moment ago, perhaps L'chatchila versus the situation of Ibn Olu Lo Yardu. One is, as we said, regarding the halacha of Dam. The Dam doesn't have the din of Olu Lo Yardu, certainly according to Rabbi Yeshua. Another nafkamina is if it was a carbon oila, would it be subject to hefshet v'nituach? Because even if we learn the halacha olu lo yardu, an animal that was put on the mizbeach because of olu lo yardu, and we will burn that animal, it will not require, will not be subject to hefshet v'nituach. Whereas if lina protects it, it'll be complete protection. There'll be complete protection to afford that it should be required to have hefshed in nituach. Another nafkamina is, we learned the halacha Chazanish says, that one may not eat the basar of a carbon until the emrim were burnt. But when does that halacha apply, says the Chazanish? Only when the emrim are being burnt properly. So if lina ma'el barasha shom is bayach, and that's the way the lina is supposed to be done, so the way the Torah is supposed to be done, we may not eat the basar. But if we're only doing the Akhtara because of Im Olu Lo Yardu, then the halacha, if we're only doing it regarding Im Olu Lo Yardu, then the halacha is that we can eat the basar even before these emrim are burnt. Another nafkamina, the Brisker Rav points out, is regarding a halacha that we learned, and some of these nafkaminas are very nice chazara for the halachas that we've been learned. If something flew off the Mizbeach, must we return it? We learned that even if something was on the Mizbeach because of Olu Lo Yardu, Im Yardu, however, if they fly off the Mizbeach, Lo Yardu, they shouldn't be put back on. If we're saying it's because Lina Me'elis Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, so they belong on the Mizbeach, and if they fly off, they should be returned. But if they're only there because of Im Olu Lo Yardu, then the halacha is that they should be put back on if they fly off. Another nafkamina is, going back to a concept that we discussed at the beginning of the parak, is regarding Chilul Shabbos. We discussed that there are opinions that say that something that's on the Mizbeach only because of the rule of Im Olu Lo Yardu, so it's only there because of the special rule that Mizbeach has the ability to protect what's on it. By those type of items, we may not do any Chilul Shabbos. If, however, it's there because the Mizbeach protects it, then they belong there, and there is no issue of Chilul Shabbos. Ella, continues the Gemara, it's referring to the situation, the Yardu, that they came off. And the question is, since they were there on the Mizbeach, as we began learning the Sugya, at the time of Amura Shachar, That makes that the Mizbeach protects them completely. And the question is, can they be put back or not? What is the basis of the question? Do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? We had a halacha by the Shulchan, as we will learn in Masechta Menachos, as the Gemara quotes, the Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Menachos, afilu heina al Shulchan yom rabbi ein bekach klom. The avoider of the Shulchan, of the Lechem Aparim, was that every Shabbos they took out the old Lechem Aparim and they put in new Lechem Aparim. The Gemara Masechta Menachos discusses a situation where for whatever reason they didn't put the new Lechem Aparim in on Shabbos, they only put it on Sunday. And there's a minimum that the Lechem Aparim has to be there a full week. So that Lechem Aparim cannot be taken out next week Shabbos, because it wasn't there enough time. So the Lechem Aparim will have to remain there for a whole extra week. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Masechta Menachos teaches us that since this Lechem Aparim, even though it's there longer than the amount of time it usually is allowed to be there, since they're in the Shulchan, so the Shulchan has the ability to protect it. Machloikis HaRishonim, if this halacha that we're speaking about, the Shulchan, is strictly a rule in the Shulchan, or is it a rule in all klisharis? That if something remains in the klisharis, it is protected. It will be relevant to the different kalim in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Menachos, afilu heina al shulchan yom rabim, even if the Lechem Aparim is on the shulchan for many days, many more days than they really may be there or should be there, ein b'kach klum. So now the question is, how do we look at the Mizbeach? Do we compare the Mizbeach to the shulchan? And just like the shulchan has this ability to protect, so too will the Mizbeach have that ability. As the Rishonim explained, since the Mizbeach was built on the ground and it was connected to the ground, it's viewed as an extension of the ground. And therefore, maybe only Kalim, like the Shulchan, have the ability to protect, nothing else. And as the Mefarshim go on to explain, this has nothing to do with the question that we mentioned a moment ago about the Klisharis. Because even if we learn, now not just the Shulchan has the ability to protect, but even the Klisharis have the ability to protect, it could be Mizbeach is considered even less than the Klisharis, because the Mizbeach, as we just explained, is connected to the ground. All the other Klisharis are not considered connected to the ground, and therefore don't have this protection. Amalei, to which Rava said, Ein lina b'rosh shemizbeach. Anything that's on the rosh shemizbeach is protected. Ask the Gemara, Kibbul mina olor, did Rava accept Rava's decision or not? Toshma. So Gemara says the following memra, Ditma. Avarim shalona b'azara. If Avarim were on the floor of the Azara overnight, the halach is, Mahakata v'hayla kol laila. As we went at the beginning of the shiur, since the zman is a mura shachar, mekatav ha'olach kol ha'layla. Very interesting machloikus rishonim. When the Gemara says here mekatav ha'olach kol ha'layla, does that mean only midoraisa? We know the halach is mekatav ha'olach kol ha'layla, but we know the first Mishnah Masechta Brachos teaches us that even though the Zman by all Kabbalists until they may be eaten is till the Amud HaShachar, Chazal instituted that they should only be eaten Ad Chatzois, because Kedei LaHarchik is Odom Min Aveira. Chazal made this safeguard. The question is that the Rishoyim debate, what will be the Halacha regarding these, the Avrim, or these other items? Is there Xeris Chazal or not? And I saw three different opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion in the Rishonim is that certainly, just like Chazal made the rule that you should eat not later than Chatzos, so too the Haktarah of all items should be done by Chatzos. Others, Rishonim, say that no, Chazal made the Gzeira only regarding human consumption, because Chazal were concerned that people are likely to make mistakes and come to Chas V'Shalom, eat the kotshim past the permitted time, and therefore Chazal said that the Zman is till Chatzos. But regarding Chalovim and Eivur, which are not items that are burnt on the Mizbeach, there Chazal did not give the Zman. But then I saw a third opinion, an interesting opinion, that there's a nafgamina between Avram, there's a difference in halacha between Avram and Chalovim. That the Avram, given that they are so similar to the Basar, will have the same din as the Basar with his man of Chatzos. But Chalovim will be allowed to be kol halayim. So back to the Gemara. Ditma. Avram shalom bazara. If you have Avram in the Azara, mekatav ha'ol kol halayim. However, continues the Gemara, lon b'rosh shemizbeach, that's if they weren't on the mizbeach proper. But if they were on the mizbeach protects them, the mekat v'hoylech l'oylem. Yardu, if they came down after Amor HaShachar, so if they're on the mizbeach, everybody agrees they can remain there. What happens if they came off? Rav Amiyalu, because since they were there at the time of Amor HaShachar, the mizbeach gave them this protection. Rav says lo yalu, that even though they were there at the time of Amud HaShachar, they're not afforded this type of strong protection, that even if they come off the Mizbeach, they may be put back on. Shema Mino, from here we clearly see that Loi Kibbul Mino, that Rava did not accept Rava's Pesach regarding the protection of the Mizbeach. Shema Mino. Before we end this sugya of Lina Me'elis, the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, I saw a beautiful vart. We know that when a person is faced with a question regarding business, regarding other situations, the proper approach is to have Yishuv Hadas, that he should think that what he should do before he actually does it. Take some time to think about it. However, when it comes to Dovah Shebekedusha, when it comes to doing something in Avodah Hashem, there, as soon as somebody has an Nisayris, as soon as somebody gets the idea to do something, he should immediately act on it and not wait for it to help. Lina, this concept of Lina that applies in all areas of life, wait, think before you do, when it comes to the Avodas Hashem, has a different concept. There we should immediately jump to do Avodas Hashem. So we learned in the Mishnah Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadosh, just like the Mizbeach has the ability to be Magdish everything that comes to it, so too does the Kevish. The Kevish, the ramp that leads up to Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, and says the Gemara, what is the basis for this halacha? Because we learned in the Braisa, Hanagayim Mizbeach, we only know regarding the Mizbeach there's a halacha of an Olulo Yardu. Kevish Minayim, how do we know that this halacha applies to the ramp as well? Tamaloymer Esem Mizbeach. Everything connected to the Mizbeach. Interesting question in the Achroinim. We've learned earlier in our Masechta that besides that there was the large ramp that led up to the Mizbeach, there was also the smaller ramps that were on the side of the Kevis. And the Mefarshim debate, does this halacha that we're learning in the Mishnah and the Gemara now also apply to the side ramps or only to the large ramps? Some say it applies to all ramps, others say that it only applies to the main ramp. And the same question would be relevant, the Mefarshim explained. We know that the Torah says, Ki chol tzor v'chol dvash lo yistatir imenu ish l'Hashem, that we can't put tzor dvash on the Mizbeach. And we learned earlier in our Masechta that so too they may not be put on the ramp. The question is, when they may not be put on the ramp, does that include these small ramps as well? Kli sharis minayim, as we learned in the Mishnah, the kli sharis is mekadosh, anything that comes onto them. How do we know that? Halacha tamaloymer kol hanageya behem yidosh. Bominei Rish Lakshmer of Yadchanan. Klisharos ma shi yagdish es a psulim. if something is possible, does it have the ability that if it's put into the klisharis, that they could be put on the mizbeach? Amalei tenesua. Shem she mizbeach v'akevish mekatshim as a royal lamb, kach kele mekatshim. So it seems that the klisharis has this ability. Amalei, to which Rish Lakish said to him, l'chatchilu karev kamei boilei. My question, certainly the klisharis have the ability to mekadish something that's in them. And what does that mean? That the halacha, as the Rishonim and Achronim explain, is that if something is put into a klisharis, they cannot be nifta, they cannot be redeemed, because they're considered that they have a kedushas haguf. The question here is that can they be brought on the mizbeach? To which he replied, "Hanami tanina." This too we have learned, because we learned in our Mishnah, "Shekiblu psulim bezarkus dama," that if somebody posel received and threw the blood, the halacha is, and then that blood is put on the mizbeach, the halacha is that that dam is not subject to the halacha im olu lo yardu. So the Gemara is assuming that what is the case that the Mishnah is referring to, that under those circumstances the halacha im olu lo yardu will not apply. It'll be a situation shekiblu psulim v'zarku psulim, that both disqualified people were the ones that did the kabbalah sadam and the zrika sadam, which means that if it was disqualified people who only did the kabbalah sadam and qualified people did the zrika sadam, the halacha would be that it could be put on the mizbeach. Why? It must be that although the dam was disqualified because it was received by a disqualified individual, the fact that it was in a klisharis, because this disqualified individual was mekabel the dam in a klisharis, makes it that it should be l'chatchila, be able to be put on the mizbeach. So we see that as soon as it's accepted into a klisharis, it could be put on the mizbeach, says the Gemara Loi. That's not the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah means not that these two things happen together, and therefore the Mishnah means that only if also not only was it received by a disqualified person, but it was also nizrak, sprinkled by a disqualified person, then the halacha will be that im olu yardu. So the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. The Mishnah shekibul psulim, it was accepted by somebody disqualified. Inami, or it was the vav is an or, shizarka psulim, and the Mishnah is teaching us that two separate cases, that the Mishnah is teaching us in both cases those amrim should not be put on the mizbeach, even though it was put into klisharis. The klisharis doesn't have the ability to make it l'chatchila be put on the mizbeach. So now that we learned that the mizbeach has this power to protect. Ask the Gemara, Ave Mizbeach, Mizbeach Damiloi. What about the area above the Mizbeach? Does it have the same halacha? Ask the Briska Rav. We learned earlier in our Masechta that when it comes to the Avoida of Zrikas Adam, the halacha is that Avir Mizbeach, as soon as it comes within the airspace of the Mizbeach, it's considered that the Zrikas Adam is accomplished. So therefore, ask the Briska Rav, if we learned regarding Zrik Saddam that Avram is Be'ach and is Be'ach, why regarding this halacha is it any different? Explains the Briska Rav. Regarding Zrik Saddam, the Torah says that we have to do Zrik Saddam. And certainly, when we did the Zrik Saddam and the dam came within the Avir HaMizbeach, it's considered that the Zrik was done properly. Here in our Perek, we've been learning about a special power the Mizbeach has. It's not something that's being done l'chatchila. It's a power that the Mizbeach has. And therefore the question is, how powerful is indeed the Mizbeach? Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring the following raya. We learned in our Mishnah, Shem Shem Mizbeach Mekadosh, just like the Mizbeach has the power to protect, Kach Kevesh, so too the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach has the power to mekadosh anything put on it. Ask the Gemara, be amrit, if we're going to suggest Ab Mizbech, Lak Mizbech Dami, that the Ab Mizbech doesn't have that ability, so then we'll have to say, similarly, that Ab Kevesh Nami Lak Kevesh Dami. So ask the Gemara then, as soon as something is on the Kevesh, that's not supposed to be there, and we'll pick it up, and we'll pick it up above the Kevesh, Hechma, and to put it on the Mizbech, we won't be able to, if the Ab of the Kevesh doesn't have this ability. It'll be a situation of Yorid. Then what do we say? That if something doesn't belong on the Kevesh or on the Mizbeach, there's a special din that we've been learning our entire parak, Im Olu Lo Yordu. But we also know the halacha is Im Yordu Lo Yalu. And if we're going to say that Avir isn't considered like the ramp, so it falls into the category of Yorid. And once it falls into the category of Yorid, it should be subject to the din Im Yordu Lo Yalu. And so the Gemara, it's not talking that it ever came into the Avir of the Kevesh. The Nogale, he schlepped it without lifting it. Ask the Gemara, but isn't there a space? Isn't there a space in between? And therefore it comes into the Avir. Says the Gemara, when you take a piece of meat and you're schlepping it, Ruva l'kevesh k'kevesh, Rubel Mizbeach Mizbeach. Yes, you may have part of it over that empty space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. But you still have a good portion of the meat on the ramp. And you have a good portion of meat on the Mizbeach. So most of it is not in air space, and therefore it's not considered ever off the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, should this then not be an answer to the question, Tifshin Miho Hodeboy Rabbechama, that he asks, Yesh Chibur La'olam Olam, is there a concept that if the greater part of something is on the Mizbeach, we consider the part that's even not on the Mizbeach as if it was, as were? So here too, shouldn't this be a raya that even though part of, we're saying that part of it is not in the Mizbeach, since a good portion of it is on the Mizbeach, it's considered in the Mizbeach? So the Gemara, so this, shouldn't this be a raya, Tifshut the Yesh Chibur? So the Gemara, Holy Kasha, Tifshut, this should be a raya. Ask the Gemara on the other hand. Maskula Rabba Barav Khanim. E Amrit, if we're going to suggest that Avim Mizbeach Mizbeach Dami, that everything that's in the Avim Mizbeach is like in the Mizbeach, ask the Gemara, we know that all Kabbalahs could become Pigal. Chutzul Zmanan. Ask the Gemara, or Chutzul Mkoyman. Oil Sa'oif, the Pasul Machshava, how could Oil Sa'oif ever become disqualified because of improper Machshava? Hakol the Mizbeach. What will happen? Somebody is standing on the Mizbeach. Somebody is standing on the Mizbeach, and he has intention to do it after the right time. Now, in order for that Machshava to be considered a Machshava that will disqualify the Karbid, it's only considered that type of Machshava. If you indeed did that, it will become possible. Chutzul Zmanoi. Where if you did the avoid the chutzul zmanoi, it would become possible. So let's think about it, ask the Gemara. Oilus ha'oif, we learned earlier in our Masechta, the malika is done on the Mizbeach. And if we're going to say that the Avra Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach, so then a machshava to do anything afterwards would not be able to disqualify it. Because even if he does so, and even if he would wait to do the avoid until the next day, it still would be kosher. Because once that dam was in the Avir HaMizbeach, it became kosher. And once it became kosher, it remains kosher forever. Yet we know that an oilus oif is subject to the Mizbeach. Again, since the Malika is done on top of the Mizbeach, therefore it became colored by the Mizbeach. Once it's on the Mizbeach, it can be burnt any time. And therefore, how could this carbon ever become pigle? Because it's only pigle if you would have acted on that machshava. Maskler of Simbrashi, Alam Allah. Mishkachla kagonda amar. Hareni manolka. I'm doing the malika. I'm last loy lidal amlachar. That I'm going to take it off the Mizbeach. Well, I'll lose laktira. And the Allah is that once it's taken off, im yardu lo yalu. Says the Gemara, Hanicha Rava, according to Ravid on a lina ma'os b'rosh and mizbeach, that lina that's done on top of the mizbeach, so the halacha is that indeed that this bird will become possible. According to the opinion that we said before, El Rava, the according to Rava, Ein Lina Ma'alos Bereshim Mizbeach, that anything that was on the Mizbeach remains permanently fine. Leis L'machshavta, his machshava would never be able, this machshava would never be considered invalid, bringing of the carbon. Says the Mara, Rava Nam Mishkachsla. He going to Amar Reini Malkam Nasla, read the Kodam Marashach. As we said earlier in this year, according to Rava, that the Mizbeach protects, it only protects if the thing was on the Mizbeach at the moment of a Mudah Shachar. Here, he had intention with his Machshava to take it off before a Mudah Shachar, but Laloi Salach a Mudah Shachar, so it wouldn't have this protection of a Mudah Shachar. Says the Gevura, L'gach Gisen Miyatifshin. Let's answer the question this way. Davin Mizbeach Kis Mizbeach Dami. To prove that the Avon Mizbeach is considered Mizbeach. Because, says the Gemara, if we're going to argue that Avon Mizbeach, Lachka Mizbeach, Dami, Chapter to Oif, Psula, Hecha, Maz, Medoma. How could one do Hazor, Saddam, with a Chatas that was put on the Mizbeach? Havla Yorid. Since the Halach is that in order to sprinkle the blood, it has to be lifted from the Mizbeach, so it's considered Yorud, and the Halach is a Yorud Ulo Yalo. Similarly, asked the Gemara, all disqualified Kabonis that were put on the Mizbeach, how could we, if the Dam is taken off in order to do Zrika, Hechazark Mladama, if the Avim Mizbeach is not considered like the Mizbeach, so once I pick it up, it's off the Mizbeach, and I can't put it on, says the Gemara, the Magala. It's referring to a case where he keeps the bird chattis or the blood right next to the Mizbeach. Ask tomorrow, if you keep it right next to the Mizbeach, ho hazoihi, that's not called the proper, that's not the proper way of sprinkling. It's mitzrihu, ho zrikahi, or what the Torah requires zrika, that's, you can't do zrika when you keep the dam right on the Mizbeach, that's considered shvicha. Void, furthermore, derech hazo bekach, derech zrika bekach, is this the normal way of doing Zrika or Hazar by leaving the dam right on the Mizbeach? So therefore, says the Gemara, if the person doing the Avodah is standing on the Mizbeach, even if he lifts his hand with the dam or whatever above the Mizbeach, that has nothing to do with the question of Av Mizbeach and Mizbeach Tami, since he's grounded on the Mizbeach. Our question of Av, and therefore in all these cases everything would be fine. Ki kakamid talin b'kanya, where a person isn't standing on the Mizbeach, he just has the bird overhanging on the Mizbeach, and that's where we have a question of Av Mizbeach, can Mizbeach dummy or not? My, what is the halacha? Take with the Gemara remains with a question.